Good afternoon, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the Midday News. Only a few more hours to wait in theory. The announcement of the composition of the government is scheduled for 3 o'clock. It was supposed to take place yesterday and was, in the end, postponed until this afternoon, officially to verify that the ministers are beyond reproach. There is no chance of reliving the Thévenoud and Cahuzac episodes when the improvement of the ethical standards of public life is one of the promises made by Emmanuel Macron. Tax situation of the future ministers, bank accounts, everything is being closely scrutinized. The government is being finalized according to the entourage of the prime minister. It must be said that negotiations are not easy, according to some sources. The head of state is interested in some of the leading figures from the right. Another headline has been announced. Nicolas Hulot may enter the government, but for now it is only a rumor. Francis Holm's trial is coming to an end before the Moselle Circuit Court. The prosecuting attorney has requested a life sentence for the serial killer, who has already been convicted of 9 murders but denies having committed those for which he is being tried at the moment. In this case, the murders of 2 little boys in Montigny-les-Metz in 1986. In the United States, the credibility of Donald Trump is compromised once again following new revelations from the New York Times. The newspaper assures that the American president tried to end an FBI investigation on the relations between his former advisor and the Russians. He supposedly asked the FBI director to drop the case. The said director, who, it is worth noting, was dismissed last week. Now for news media, there will be changes at France 2. David Pujadas will no longer be presenting the evening news starting in September. The channel has decided to replace him by Anne-Sophie Lapix. The journalist was in charge of the news for over 15 years. And then celebrities, glitter, and a red carpet. The kickoff of the Cannes Film Festival is tonight. For the 70th edition, 19 films will be competing, and the last, Des Pléchins, will be presented for the opening, with Charlotte Gainsbourg and Marion Cotillard. And for soccer, Monaco may be the champion of France tonight. The Monégasques face Saint-Étienne, and they only need 1 point to be certain to win the title. The game starts at 9 p.m. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves Radio.